Blog Talk Radio.
Speaking of powerful, man, Charles Langford,
man. That song is called Powerless. And you are tuned in to Solar Records Radio, and Charles will be our guest today. And so I look forward to really chopping it up with this brother. Man, oh, man, this is what I'm talking about. Good food, good music, and good company. And, man, oh, man, I look forward to my company today. And he'll be coming up in a quarter after the hour, guys. So, you know, kick back and relax, because you see we have some amazing talent coming up here. And, man, I love talent. I love it. I love it. So can't wait to chop it up with Charles. Anyway, guys, so I hope you are good and things are well where you are around the world. Hope you all are blessed and God is keeping you. And I just want to pray for my brothers and sisters that are suffering and the children. So many children are in the hospital now from COVID. And so it's truly on my heart. And it's so sad. And I just, you know, pray that God, you know, that these kids don't suffer and that you heal their little bodies and, Father, and let them come out of this and be able to enjoy a fruitful life and be a blessing to their family. We ask you in your son's name. Amen. Guys, it's so crazy, right? It's so crazy that every single day, I mean, the hospitals are being filled up again. We were just on our way out. We thought we were like, okay, see you later, 2020. That was terrible. We're ready to go to 2021 and have a good time. And it's just, it went away and then, well, it started going away. And then it just did what it did. And here we are. So, but anyway, we just have to pray to get through this and get on the other side of it. So anyway, we look forward to a great show. We're going to try to take your mind off of some of these things that we have to recognize and remember that it's important that we look at each other and that we love each other and, you know, and we do what we do here at Solar Radio. That's just love on one another. Do our best to be our best. And we're so grateful for each and every single one of you guys that tune in and hang out with us here on Solar Records Radio. So let's get the music going. We look forward to Charles coming on, and we'll have a nice little conversation with him at 15 after the hour. So hang in there. We'll be here. So let's get this music going on Solar Records Radio. right, all right. That's my old school. That's where I come from right there. And guys, yeah. I'm so excited. Y'all hear Charles in the back right there. That's Charles Blackwell. What's up, Charles? How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Wardell. Good to be here, brother.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure. It's an honor, man. And like I was telling you earlier, Powerless, Powerful. That song, man. Gee, tell us about that song. What's up, man? That's a great song.
Oh, that song took me a while to write. You know, I have to be honest with you. I wrote that song as I got sober and like 9 years ago, and
nice.
And that song is, you know, me giving back to. I went to this fellowship to get sober,
amen.
And this is my just giving back to, you know, and thanking God, the Creator, for, you know, giving me sobriety, you know. And so that's what that was about.
Amen. I love it. I love it. Man, oh, man. So, man, listen, I love your artistry. I love, you know, the gift that God has given you. And I want you to just kind of share with us. We want to know who you are and how did you become the artist that you are? How did it all start? And did you choose the sax or did the sax choose you?
My father, actually, you know, my... growing up, my mom used to sing around the house and everything, and she's a classical singer and sang in the church and stuff growing up in Texas. And she actually sang for Martin Luther King when she was in college. When I was a kid, I started in fourth grade, and I wanted to play the oboe, and my father was like, "Nah, I think the saxophone's an instrument," and so he got me a saxophone. So I didn't end up playing the oboe, but and so he would play records around the house, with Paul Desmond and Charlie Parker, Grover Washington, David Sanborn, John Coltrane, all that, you know, everything in between, you know, Don Byas, all just the whole history of black classical music, you know, and And so I was immersed into it, and that's I fell in love with, you know, Paul Desmond and Grover Washington and Charlie Parker, and those are my influences. You know, that's where I come from.
And how old?
I used to listen to that record that you were just playing too. That's your career. I'm trying to remember who the saxophone player is. I can't remember his name.
Joe Zalman.
No, Joe played keys. It wasn't him.
What was the saxophone player that played with Weather Report?
Wayne Shorter. But I don't think that was Wayne. It didn't sound like Wayne. That was Wayne?
Okay. That's what I thought. But go ahead. Yeah, it might.
Oh, maybe. You're probably,
you know,
right. You're probably right.
You know,
I was thinking it was Joe. I can't think of his last name. But, I went to school. At UMass Amherst, and I studied with Max Roach, Archie Shepp, Yusuf Lateef, Billy Taylor. You know, they were all up there. You know, and,
how'd you study with those guys out of the box?
You know, I'm blessed, man, blessed.
You're not lying.
My early mentor is this guy, Charles Majeed Greenlee, and he gave me my first, like, professional jazz gig. And he used to play. He played with Dizzy Gillespie, and he's actually one of the guys sang on the Love Supreme. He's one of the guys singing Love Supreme. That's Majeed, and he was my mentor. Yeah. So I was immersed into this music at an early age, and I love it. You know, that's what I am. You know?
Yeah, right.
And
right.
I studied with George Coleman, and I went to the New School in New York City and studied with Big George and Billy Harper. And Donald Byrd. You know, I hung out with Donald. On my scholarship, I used to go to New Jersey on Saturdays, and we'd go over to and teach at the Boys and Girls Club. He'd pick us up in New York and drive us to Jersey. Yeah, great, great experiences. Yeah, very, very fortunate and blessed.
Oh, you really were, man. So let me just ask you, so what decade was this around? Was this in the 70s, early 70s?
No, this is, I went to UMass at 80, I graduated from high school in 87, so it was like the fall of 87 that I went to UMass, and Max was there, and then I went to the new school in like 90s. I dropped out of school and went back, and my mother and my grandmother were always on my case to finish school. So I ended up finishing.
Thank you, Mom.
20 years later, you know.
Yeah, but you finished.
yeah, I did. I got the paper. Yeah.
There you go. And so now that was that high school or college?
That's college. Yeah.
Okay. Because the high school belonged to your parents. A college.
Oh yeah.
That's cool. Congratulations. I appreciate that. So let me just ask you this, man. Me being a musician like you, and I'm a little older than you, but
You played all the stuff you played when you were talking to me, man, earlier. Oh man, all my heroes, you know, all my heroes. That's wonderful.
Thank you. But you know, so we had to start somewhere, right? And so I started out, just. Listen to all these jazz greats and everything, and the kids on my block in my neighborhood was like, "Why? What's wrong with him? Why is he listening to this kind of music?" Right? I'm not listening to R&B and you know all the things that they were doing. And so I wanted to ask you because they were really pressuring me, and I felt their peer pressure as a young teenager, like. I'm trying to be the best jazz drummer in Philadelphia. That was my goal, even though I didn't hear that. But that was my goal, right? I'm reaching for the stars, man. And my goal was like, I want to be the best drummer. And so, but the kids are, you know, like they're your friends, right? They're your confidants. They're your they comrades and your constituents. I mean, they're everything, right? And so you hang out with them. You do everything with these kids that you grow up with, and you listen to them more than you listen to your parents. And so so it's like, you know, because when you don't listen to them, there's no consequences, right? You don't, like, get a spanking or anything.
That's true.
So we really listen to the kids. So when the kids said to you, or did they say to you, like they said to me, what's wrong with you playing that kind of music? Why are you not playing, you know, this funky Earth, Wind & Fire and Kool & the Gang and Larry Graham, Graham Central Station and Chic and all that stuff? Why are you not doing, what's wrong with you? And I thought at the time that the musicianship there, I learned later, there's a lot more love in R&B than I thought. And I have a lot more respect for it. But as a young kid, these people like Billy Cobham, Lenny White, you know, those guys were playing some stuff that I wanted. I was like, whoa, Tony Williams, they were laying this stuff out. And I was like, man, I wanna play like that. And so so it was a tug of war for me between my friends, other musicians, you know, that I grew up with, that wanted to do this music. Did you have that same struggle? And what was it about jazz? What did jazz do to you to make you fight for it?
So when I was a kid, you know, I was the designated driver. You know, we'd go to like parties and stuff on the weekends, and so I was the designated driver. So I was driving my dad or mom's car. And I'd be playing jazz, and they would be pissed. All my friends, they'd be like, what are you doing? Why are you playing? I'm like, well, y'all want me to drive, so y'all listening. This is what we listening to. You know, I just fought for it. You know, I loved it. And to this day, you know, my friends from back then, they know who Charlie Parker is. They know who John Coltrane is, you know, because of my little demands on, you know, what I wanted to listen to. And
right.
And then in college, you know, well, in high school, I started playing in a rock band, and I, you know, doing that, I'd sing and do all that stuff, and playing, you know, I learned all that stuff too. And when I went to college, and Max Roach, I remember him saying, you know, Charlie Parker used to play, you know, those other gigs, you know, they do bar mitzvahs and all that stuff. I'm like, what, Charlie Parker, really? He played jazz, you know, playing blues gigs and, you know, playing with behind singers and, you know, so he said, you know, all of it's valid, you know. So I heard it from Max Roach, you know, everything is, it's all valid and it all helps. So I try not to segregate my music. You know, I just like good music, like Duke Ellington's, you know, there's only two kinds, good and bad.
right. You know? Well, that's true. And so, man, I'm just so proud of you that, you know, you fought for what you really believed in, and that, to have that kind of air to, you know, to hear music that way, you know, because doesn't strike you strange that some people are not able to intellectually comprehend jazz?
Yeah, I don't get it, but I try not to worry about, you know, I try not to worry about what they're thinking, you know. I try not to spend too much time on that, you know.
But
I mean, even in the jazz, you know, with my album Parlous, it's not played on every station. You know, some of the stations are like, it's not really fits. Because it has an electric guitar in it or something, you know. So there's everybody's got their thing. Yeah.
Well, man, oh, man, I tell you, man, I'm just TMO Entertainment. TMO.
Oh, yeah, TMO. Dominica.
Yeah, that's your girl right there. And so,
yes, she is. Yes, she is. She hooked me up with you. Thank you.
Yeah, I really appreciate that, too. She's such a sweetheart. And she interviewed me, and I loved being on. I loved her interviewing me. I was just so proud of her. You know, because she's very, very, you know, she really thinks about what she's going to ask. She's really good at it, and I don't know why she's that. Mm-hmm. She should be doing it more because I can see and I can feel the presence of, you know, of respect. And that when someone's respectful to you, it makes you really comfortable. And she has that. She's so kind and respectful to the people that she interviewed. And I enjoyed her interview. So, but thanks, girl. Thanks so much for giving me this guy. Whoa, man. Oh, man.
Oh,
and
you.
I want to give it.
All right,
I want to give a shout out to your brother too.
My brother Harold. I don't know if he's listening, but he's out. He's in. Well, where is he right now? He's in Sweden. He's in Sweden, camping. They're out camping. I talked to him yesterday, the day before, because I told him. I was like, you'll never believe who I was talking to. You know, so I told him about you. Because he's a big Whispers fan.
Oh, cool. That's cool. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Much love to him. And tell him thank you. So listen, speaking of Sweden, I have a question for you from overseas in the UK. And that question is... So, and who is that?
That's my little boy. He's just talking away. I'm going to go over here. He don't interrupt me too much.
you can't hide, dude. He will follow you.
Yeah, he will. He will.
He's like, hold on. What are you going over there for? Okay, I'll come over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good. Okay, so here's the question from the UK. It says, so in the early days, you went on the road for 5 years. How did that shape you musically and personally?
Musically, it's, you know, I found that I could connect with people of all walks. And, you know, I felt like, you know, music is I realized that music is a universal language. You know, everybody, it's like once they hear that thing, it affects people. It affects every person, You know, I think music is probably one of the most powerful things on the planet, aside from prayer. You know, it's right up there.
It truly is.
You know, musicians are, you know, especially like back in the day, well, still to this day, musicians were some of the most feared people politically. You know, they have a huge voice, and you know, and they're connected to society and what's going on in the real world. You know,
right. So personally, how did it affect you? Like, do you feel like you grew like as a human being, just having all these people and experience, having a good experience with what you remember? You were shedding, right? You're in the basement, or I was in the basement. I don't know where you were.
Oh yeah, I was in the basement too. In the basement.
Right. And then all of a sudden, you're on the stage, and all these different stages with all these different people, like excited about who God, you know, gave you this gift, and you developed it, and you put all that time in. I mean, how did that feel for you when you're sitting up there playing the sax and people are just, giving you, you know, throwing high fives and, oh, man, how did that feel? Did it ever get to the point where you got emotional?
I've definitely been emotional about it. And try not to I don't try to get a big head about it, you know, because that can easily go away. So I just try to stay humble and keep practicing and not try to get away from it. You know, got me there, I don't want to get away from that. You know, so I was in the shed earlier today. You know, I try to do it on a daily basis because I don't want to lose that. You know, because it is a gift.
Right.
But I know I need to work at it. You know, Sonny Rollins.
Right.
You know, he still practices. So I got to practice.
Wow.
He's the baddest saxophonist on the planet, and he practices. So I got to practice.
Yeah. I grew up around. But this is the thing. This is the part that's really important. It's like, so when I hear you say what you're saying, you know, about being humble and everything, it's just, you know, I can hear this is what I'm feeling and thinking. Like the people want to know that you know that they really like you, and they like you because of who you are, not because, you know, and because of what you're doing and how you do what you do. And so it's not to make you arrogant or feel like, well, I'm better than, you know, it's just to say thank you for doing what you do. You make us happy. So, you know, to just let them know that you appreciate.
I'm so grateful. I am so grateful. I'm so humbled and grateful. It's, you know, to be on this platform right now. It's just, you know, it's awesome. It's awesome. I feel very fortunate. Not everybody gets here. You know, not everyone. And you know, I'm not the best.
Exactly.
I'm not the best saxophonist on the planet. I'm not the best writer. But you know, I work hard at what I do, and I'm so grateful that people listen to my music. You know, it's
amen.
You know, and it affects. So, you know, I'm very fortunate.
Amen. I love it. I know exactly what you mean because there were some drummers around me in Philadelphia. Oh man, they were so good. And still are so good, even though I lost a couple along the way. But it's I know that it was a gift. It was an opportunity. God gave me an opportunity to do something that I said I wanted to do, and I appreciate Him for that. So I'm like you. I'm very humble because I know that it was the doing of something bigger than me. You know, I fell in love with my instrument, and then God gave me the gift to share it with the world. So, but let me get to this with you. I want to ask you this. So you when did the transition happen for you going from being a an upcoming musician to becoming a professional musician? How did that happen? What doors opened for you to allow that to happen for you?
So I moved from New York City. I moved from Boston, and I met this guy Sam McClain, this blues singer, and he brought me on the road, and that changed it for me. You know, that experience of like that the caller from UK had asked about. You know, when I first went on the road, that was like, this is what I want to do. This is it. This is what I want. This is it.
This is it. Right.
You know, this is it. I was working for his bus company, Peter Pan Bus Lines. I was a manager at Port Authority, and then I managed in South Station in Boston. And I was like, you know what? I got to give my notice. That's it. This is what I want.
Wow. That's right.
This is what I'm here for.
Yes. There you go. And so, so when did you start, writing towards releasing your own music?
I've been writing, all along, but I, my first record came out in 2008, and I've been writing before then, but I, one of the tunes on there, the song For Kathy, I wrote. For a number of years, I was working on that song, and then I just felt the need to start putting out my own music. You know, I've recorded with other people and written stuff for them, but not for me. You know, and I have my
right.
what I'm about. You know,
right.
So yeah. So it's like 2008 was when I started doing it, and then on this last album, Powerless, I started that maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, and I started Powerless, and I just kept pushing it off, and I'd let it sit and come back and working on tunes. A couple of the songs off the record, I wrote for the TV show The Young and the Restless, and so
wow.
I've been doing that for the last like 3 years. I've been writing for that show, and
what.
Yeah.
You mean they have a new Young and the Restless?
No, it's the same one from like 50 years ago. It's the same show.
So you just like, how is it? So they re-released the TV show, but you're doing new music for the TV show.
Yeah. The TV show, every week they record new episodes, and, it just keeps going. The drama keeps going. Thank God.
What?
They got new characters. Some characters die, and then they got new characters, and some, it's just, yeah. And I'm blessed to be part of it,
Okay, hold on, wait. So we're not talking about this from the 50s. Because the characters, we're talking about, the little kids that were, are we talking about the same thing?
The show? The TV show?
Yeah, the original TV show.
Yeah.
So what do you mean
the
characters?
Young and the Restless, the soap opera. I'm going to talk about the soap opera.
Oh, man, I'm so confused.
Yeah, the daytime TV show on CBS.
Yeah. Man, my mom was watching that when I was a kid.
My mom still watches it. She watches it, she don't know everything. I'm like, Mom, my song's gonna be on. She goes, I don't know if I heard the song. I can't tell.
That was good. What do you mean,
yeah,
Mom?
She watches it every day. She watches it every day.
You can't play my songs. I don't know. Well, I can't tell if they play their song.
Oh, that's beautiful, man. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Mom, you're like, Mom, don't you know my sex sound?
Yeah. Well, some of the songs, some of the stuff is not, there's no saxophone. So I just write for, like, I have it with piano or guitars lead, you know. And we've done vocal leads and stuff too. So if it was a saxophone, I'm sure she could figure me out. She could tell me.
Okay, so I'm getting ready to embarrass myself. Okay, so this is what I was thinking. And I hope if your mom is listening, she's going to laugh too because she knows what I'm talking about. I was thinking you were talking about the Little Rascals.
See, I thought that's what you were thinking when you said that. You said the little kids. That's why I said the daytime TV, daytime soap opera.
I was like, the Little Rascals, they got they re-released that show? Okay, yeah. So this is just, man, I cannot believe that show is still. And does your mom watch that soap opera, One Life to Live? Lord,
I don't think that's still on. I don't think that show is still on.
Oh, my mom used to watch it.
I know. General Hospital.
Yeah.
And then there's another one. I forgot.
And then they had to have their Maxwell House coffee. They had to have Maxwell House coffee. Remember the Maxwell House coffee?
Oh yeah.
Yep. That's old school, dude. Old school.
Yeah.
All right, so, man. So, listen, I want to play a song, and I do have – I don't want to have – I mean, I want to be respectful to your time. Why don't you, kind of tell us about this next song of yours that you would like to, share a little bit about.
So, this song, this is my latest composition. I wrote this song with this great musician he's from Switzerland, but he lives in San Diego area. And his name's Greg Manning. And the song is entitled Dance With Me. And yeah. And it has features myself, Greg Manning, and Daryl Crooks on guitar. And it's called Dance With Me.
Okay. All right, cool. We're going to take a little music break. We're going to listen to this, and we'll be right back with Charles Mann. What a beautiful brother.
Thank you.
God, that is, you know, that's really not fair, man. I'm so jealous. I want to play. I want to play drums with that stuff. Good gracious, I'm jealous of your drummer, man. Good gracious, man. I tell you, you know, it's just an amazing. I mean, the feeling is just a natural thing. It's hard for me to go to concerts because I want to play. I want to participate. You know, you can feel it. And so when I hear this song right here, man, I mean, I want to play. I want to be there with you. I want to hang out with you. See, that's it.
Love it. I love it. Love it.
I mean, there's a special thing that happens between musicians that is so beautiful. And that's where the pocket is created, where we start to just completely, it's not that we zone other people out, but what we do is we just lock into each other because we're creating a sound and a groove. It's all happening simultaneously. It is something that happens. It's not predicted. It just happens. You know,
when
musicians come together and they just start playing, and all of a sudden everybody starts to feel we are there. We got something.
Yeah.
And you see the smile on the musicians' faces, and they are like, yes, we got it. We're there. And this is it's an amazing thing. And so when I hear your music, man, I got that feeling from this song, like, whoa, you guys were there. How did you record that music?
So this is a pandemic song. We did that, like they did, it was all virtual. It's all virtual. The guitar player, he was at his studio. Greg was at his studio. I was at mine. And we did it, and then we put it together. It was virtual.
Man,
it was virtual.
Nobody called me. But anyway, that is amazing. No, not to take away from the drummer, because I love him. He's doing a great job. So he held it down. But anyway, I can feel that pocket. I can feel the groove on that song. I think that's the first song that I heard of yours from Kamenika. You know, she sent your music to me, your amazing manager.
Yeah.
And I heard your stuff, and I was like, I promise you, and she'll tell you, I heard, promise you, like maybe 3 or 4 measures. And I called it back and said, yes, I want it. That's it. you know when you know, right? You know when you know. And I heard it. I was like, oh, my God, definitely I want to interview this guy. And so I promise so thank you for delivering the goods, man. You really, really know.
Thank you.
You put it down. You are a blessing to other musicians. You are a musician's musician. And so I'm just proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Yes, proud of you.
Thank you.
Keep on doing what you're doing and stuff. And, you know, I want people to be able to follow you. How do people follow you, you know, to know what you're doing and support your career? My partner, Greg, one of the assistant producers, has already posted your music on our page already, but I want you to still tell people that may not be on the page how they can follow you.
So you can go to my website, charleslankfordmusic.com, or you can, I'm on Instagram, charleslankfordmusic.com, or Instagram at charleslankfordmusic. I'm on Facebook, charleslankfordmusic. Let me see, or Chuck Lankford. Like if you want to be, I only have a few slots left, so it's of people that I can accept as friends. But you can follow me on Charles Lankford Music for sure, and I'm on Spotify and all the digital outlets. Yeah.
Okay. Cool beans. All right.
Yeah.
So I just have a few more questions from around the world, and so this one here is it says so you set. Okay, so it's kind of like broken English, okay? So just try to read in between the lines. It says, you say you learned to notice the difference in bass on Basie, I guess, and Duke and Bird and guess that's John Coltrane. What were the differences you noticed?
Between Basie and Duke? Well, Duke is he's way more fluid, and I think of Monk and Duke are like twins to me. You know,
wow.
When I first heard Monk, I was like, man, he sounds so much like Duke Ellington. You know, that's wow. I could tell like instantly that's his main guy. You know, Duke Ellington.
Right.
Monk's main influence. And so if you're familiar with Thelonious Monk, then you know vice versa. If you hear Duke Ellington and you hear Monk, you're gonna go, they're not so different. It's not as people say he's out. You know, because
right,
Duke was
right,
doing
right,
that
right.
in the 20s. You know.
Right.
But then
wow.
And Basie's is a drummer. He's always in the pocket. It's always he doesn't play a lot. He's not flashy. He plays all the right notes. It's always in the pocket. Always. That's what I got from those two. And from Diz and Bird, you know, they're cut from the same cloth. They're not, but they're opposites. Charlie Parker is, I don't know, he may be the greatest saxophonist that's ever lived, you know.
Wow.
And John Coltrane is the extension of that, you know. And then you have
from my home. He's from Philly.
Oh yeah,
he's in the house.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, and so for me, that's, you know, and they don't sound anything alike. They sound nothing alike. They're totally different. They sound. And my father, when I was a kid, me and my father would have debates. You know, who's better? You know, and we'd have heated discussions, man. Because my dad would always quiz me on, he'd play a saxophone player, who's that? Or he'd say, who's that on piano? Who's that on bass? Who's that? You know, he always give me these quizzes. You know, so it made me listen to music differently. Because my grandfather, he always knew who was playing what, who's playing saxophone. And neither one of them a musician, but they knew who they were. They could tell just by listening who that was on the band. They could tell everybody in the band. So if people can actually hear that, you know, I need to know that, you know, and I need to be able to go and be able to play that and say, all right, this is the way Bird would play it. This is the way Lester Young would play it. This is the way, you know, and then try to develop my own sound, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's good. So we're here to learn from each other, first of all. So,
yes.
You know, we teach each other. And so it's honorable to hear you say what you say, because that's how I was, even in the studio, and this is for your brother, while I was in the studio recording and the beat goes on for the Whippers, I was thinking mm-hmm. about the drum beat for Ain't No Stopping Us Now, because I'm from Philly. And so that's all the stuff I heard. Growing up so much, it was in the back of my head. So in the back of my mind, I guess. And so it was there. It was a part, you know, so and I respected it. And so I learned from those guys. Those guys ahead of me gave me, they influenced my playing. Like you have been influenced by those other great saxophonists and musicians.
Mm-hmm.
I was influenced by, you know, those guys that did, you know, the Philly International guys. They were just,
that's
what I heard so much. Can you imagine? You live in Philadelphia. The record company is Philly International. You know they're going to play that stuff more than anything, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I heard the most. And but anyway, so I have one more question for you from overseas, and then I'm going to let you go. All right,
okay.
So this is the question, my friend. It says, you say that you have been inspired by places that no one takes a second glance at. So where are your special places that you inspired, that inspired you?
Could you repeat the first part of that? I couldn't understand.
You say that you have been inspired by places that no one takes second glances at. Do you remember saying that?
No, I don't. But
okay,
I don't recall saying that, but I know I do get inspiration from, you know, from nature and some different places that I've been, you know, and that I want to go to, you know.
Right.
You know,
just what places have inspired you? Where have you been that you have been, like, inspired by? Just a place, not necessarily anything else.
I love California. You know, I lived in Laguna Niguel for a little bit, for about 8 or 9
years. Me too.
Oh, and I fell in love with it. It's my favorite place to go. It's my favorite place in the – it reminds me of the south of France, but it's in the U.S. They all speak
right
English.
I lived on the beach.
Yeah,
and
man.
Then
but you know what I'm talking about.
Right, that's a beautiful place, and my son is there right now, and so and my grandkids, they're still there, right there, but they're on the hill, they're up at on the hill, right at Laguna Beach, right, they're up there on the hill, so they just come down the hill and they're going to the beach, but we lived on the beach, my wife and I, and it was beautiful, and I miss that place so much, so when I hear you say that, I don't want to hear you say it because it makes me now. Because
you're in the country now.
I'm around a whole bunch of dirt. And a bunch of trees.
I know. I talked to you the other day. You were driving the tractor.
I know. I was driving the tractor when you called. Exactly. Yep. I'm like, whoa. And people go, I can't hear you. I go, okay, let me turn this thing off. And it's really another lifestyle. But just Laguna Beach. You know, being out there, it's a beautiful experience. And just to answer, that's my friend Greg. He's the one that asked that question. And just to answer you, Greg, and also he's the one that made your flyers that I've been sending.
Oh, Greg, thank you so much. It's a beautiful job.
Yeah, he's great. And so, and he works for a lot of different people, trust me. He's a blessing. He's a true blessing to me. But just, you know, hearing you say that, you know, Laguna Beach really influenced you in a certain way, it really blessed me because I felt the same way. There was something very special about it. And there's something special about being, you know, as a part of somewhere on this planet where you could feel, you know, wow, this is good.
I used to walk the beach. I remember walking the beach, seeing the whales and looking up at the mountains. It's like, really, this is beautiful. Seeing dolphins, whales in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. They're always there. I go outside, there they are. You know, now I go outside and there's cows and horses and a bunch of poop everywhere.
Yeah.
Poop. So, but you know what? It's just another time in my life, and I appreciate what God has given me, you know, and given you. And I thank God for giving us you and bringing you here.
Oh, thank you. I thank God for you, too.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. So, listen, is there anything you want to say before we go to your the last song of yours? I think it was Secret. So I think it was somewhere.
Secret.
Let me see that. Yeah, Top Secret. Is there anything else you want to say to the listeners?
Go check out live music and support your local musicians. You know, that's all I got to say about that. And I can mention the recording, the next recording. It's Top Secret. It's written by Russell Ferrante and Jimmy Haslip. And it's a weather report song, and they're both playing on it, and with Jimmy Brandley on drums, and I think that's it, and myself on alto saxophone. Yeah.
Okay, so was this the weather report when Jaco Pastorius is playing bass, or is
I mean, not Weather Report, nope. Yellow Jackets. This is with the Yellow Jackets,
Oh, okay, Yellow Jackets.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I hope I didn't say Weather Report.
You did say Weather Report.
I am sorry about that. It wasn't Weather Report. I know you had mentioned Weather Report earlier, and I must have been Weather Report on the brain. No, this is Jimmy Haslip, the Yellow Jackets, and, this is their song. I used to listen to this song. My brother used to play it all the time, and I was like, oh man, I love this song. And then I was talking to the president of the Blue Canoe, and he was saying that Jimmy Haslip's on the label, and I was like, oh man, I want to work with Jimmy Haslip. He goes, I'll give you his number. And so I called him up, and Jimmy, and I told him I wanted to do, you know, I wanted him to produce a couple of tunes for me, and he goes, hey, would you be into playing Top Secret? I'm like, what? Really? Hell yeah. Yeah. So.
All right. Well, cool beans. Hey, I wanted to say thank you. Thank you so much. I love your humbleness. I love who you are, and you really are a blessing to, like I said, you are musicians, and, you know, we wish you continued success. And much love to your family, your mom, and your brother. And keep on doing what you're doing, man, because we need brothers like you out there doing exactly that. So, and we look forward to
I appreciate you. Thank you.
And whenever you have something else that you want to share, your stuff is all over my page, all over my Soul Art Records Radio group page, and on my page. Greg is taking care of all that stuff. And you are... You are a blessing to us, man. So thank you. Keep on doing it, man. Keep on doing it. And tell your brother to be safe and wear his mask.
I will. I know he is.
Okay, cool beans. All right, man. Well, here is this Top Secret by our brother, Charles Langford. And God bless you, man. And TMO Entertainment, we love you, sweetheart.
TMO.
Thank you again. Thank you so much for sending him this way. All right, guys. God bless. And we'll catch you later on Soul Art Records Radio. Good night. that was good. That was good, my brother. Thank you so much, Charles. We really appreciate you. Charles Langford on Soul Life Records Radio. And thanks to TMO Entertainment for getting him here. And, guys, we just want to say, hey, we want to enjoy the rest of this day on Soul Life Records Radio. It is about 9. Let me see. We got about 48 minutes left in the show. So I just want to thank you. Much love to Greg, Astrid, for what you guys do. And we appreciate you guys so much. And we're going to keep this music going here on Soul Life Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And much love to all of you guys. And once again, thanks again to Charles Langford for coming on and sharing his story with us here on Soul Life Records Radio. So let's keep the music going because this is Indie Artist Day on Soul Life Records Radio.
What I'm seeing, girl, I just had to let you know. I see us leaving, you name it, and that's where we'll go. Did you come here by yourself, girl, or did you come here with your friends? I'm not waiting on an answer, I was just wondering if tonight, if this is something that can last all night. I hear your body and it's talking alright, saying what I like, blowing my mind. Ain't seen nothing better, the way that you're moving, it turns me on. What can I do to get you all alone? Cause baby tonight, I'm thinking we might just give this thing. There's more to you than what I see. Got me so curious on what we could be. I don't even know your name, girl, but I'm about to find out. If you just give me a minute, girl, I like to whisper in your ear about tonight. If this is something that can last all night, I hear your body and it's talking alright, saying what I like, blowing my mind. Ain't seen nothing better, the way that you're moving, it turns me on. What can I do to get you all alone? Cause baby tonight, I'm thinking we might just give this thing a try. Cause all I'm seeing in my mind is tonight. If this is something that can last all night, I hear your body and it's talking alright, saying what I like, blowing my mind. Ain't seen nothing better, the way that you're moving, it turns me on. What can I do to get you all alone? Cause baby tonight, I'm thinking we might just give this thing a try. Cause all I'm seeing in my mind is all.
You can check out anytime you please, but your mind can never leave. In the chill.
It's so good here on Soul Art Records Radio. This is Wardell Plotkin. We're having a good time here with my brothers and sisters around the world. And we're just enjoying some great music. I hope you guys are good and all is well and God is blessing you and keeping you safe. And, you know, this music, this is something that we have an opportunity and a gift that we can just get away from all the craziness that's going on in the world. And we can come and just enjoy the gifts that God has given these great musicians, songwriters, and producers for us to enjoy each other. All right, guys? So God bless you and hope you're good. Let's have a good time and enjoy this music on Soul Art Records Radio. I love you, and I hope you love me.
Ain't no doubt about it. Going. Try, baby.
Crime. I mean, you know, we love to love, and it feels good to love. And loving someone is actually amazing. And being loved by that person that you love is even more amazing, right? Oh, man. So, when I hear her sing these songs that she sings, it is really a blessing to me, and I enjoy Sade very, very much. And she's easy on the eyes, as they say. Easy on the eyes. It's all good. So, and then before, I was playing a group out of Philadelphia that I played for as a young man. And they were the Collisions and the Intrigues, and they are my friends. You guys remember the Intrigues? That was a professional group on the East Coast, not necessarily around the world, but the Intrigues were a group that had hits on the East Coast, and I got to play for them at the very end before I ended up with Solar. I was doing jazz, and I decided that I want to try this R&B thing because all of my friends, as I was sharing with our guest today, all of my friends were just freaking out that I wasn't doing R&B music. So I decided, let me try this. Let me see what the heck. Why are they screaming? Let me try this. Let me see what's going on with it. So I decided to get involved in R&B music, and I got with the Intrigues, which was a professional group on the East Coast. I don't even know how I got that gig. How lucky was I, man? So anyway, I got this gig with the Intrigues, and I played with them. Bruce, Apple, and there was some other guys in the group, and all were beautiful, very nice. Bruce, very nice. Larry, very nice people in the group, and they really blessed me. I enjoyed being with them, and I enjoyed R&B stuff. What is R&B? You know, I'm so into jazz. R&B was not what I was about. And so, and I really thought that it was a step down. And I'm really sad that I thought that, because it's not a step down. It's just something else. And it's the same thing as when you talk about culture. It's different. It's different from what you're used to. It's just something else. Right? Something else. Talk about race. It's just something else, a little different than what you're used to. something else, learning that R&B was just something else, and not necessarily was it less than, it was just something else. And I want people to recognize that, because it's so important that just because something is different, don't make it less than. It's just something else. And until you investigate it, you may not know what a blessing something else can be in your life. And so for me, R&B, which was something else, is why I have gold and platinum albums all over my walls, because it was something else that was special. It was something else that was different for me. It was something else that I thought that was less than what I loved and what I wanted to be. I wanted to be a great jazz musician. But I got gold and platinum records because I played on great songs, R&B. So it's so important that we don't judge people or cultures because there's something other than what we're used to. It is so important that we don't do that. There are people that may be gay that we don't recognize, we don't understand. Hello. There are people that may be transsexual. We don't understand. We don't recognize. Hello. It is not our, it's not up to us to judge people because of who they are. We either accept it or we don't accept it. And the sad thing is that not only do we find ourselves in a place where we don't accept people for who they are, we judge them for who they are, which is disgusting. Because God said, don't judge unless you want to be judged. Who we are, there's so many things that I don't want God to tell other people about me. There's so many things I'm quite sure you don't want God to tell people about you. That's why he says, do not judge unless you want to be judged. So I just have to say that jazz and R&B were two different spectrums for me. But somehow I was blessed by the art that I thought was less than the art that I loved. Wow. What a wake-up call. And the same thing can happen to you. That's why I refuse to judge people. I refuse to be judge different religions. You know, you do you. I'm going to do me. You stay in your lane, stay in my lane. And we're going to leave it alone. Because it's ugly. It gets ugly out there. And it's very difficult to love each other when we're sitting there judging each other. So I'm grateful for all the blessings that God has bestowed upon me through people and through music. God has been good. It's the people that he has issues, including myself and others. So I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in today to Soul Art Records Radio. This is Wardell Pipes Jr. I love you and I appreciate you. And let's just enjoy each other. Let's try to reach out to the other side, because you never know what the gift is going to be until you reach out. Reach out. Reach out and touch somebody's hand. You know that song, right? Make this one better day if you can. And that's really what it's all about. And I'm so grateful because I had the opportunity to meet some amazing people. because of who God is, not because of who I am. So, guys, enjoy your day. Enjoy the rest of this day. And thank God for it, because he didn't have to have it. I have some beautiful, amazing friends that who are not here anymore. They are gone. Gone. So you need to be grateful for what God has given you and not sit there and judge and beat up on people. All right? God is good. Be blessed. And thank you for tuning in to Soul Out Records Radio. We look forward to tomorrow as we do Throwback Thursday. Oh, my God. Between Astrid and Greg and their pictures. Oh, my goodness gracious. I can't even keep up with them. Astrid is 0 years old, and Greg is a child with his mom and all kinds. I don't even know where these guys get all these pictures from, but they got it, and they always have it. So, guys, post your pictures in Soul Out Records Radio in the group and have fun with us as we enjoy life together, enjoy one another. Once again, I want to say thank you so much to our special guest, Charles Langford, for coming on today and blessing us. And thanks to OT, my girl. She is just a blessing. And she's the manager and his manager for bringing him on. Thank you so much, sweetheart. Love you and appreciate you as well. So, guys, God bless. Have a great, great, great night. And thank you for everything that you do. And Father God, we thank you for blessing all of us and loving us the way that you do. Thank you for this show, and thank you for each other. All right, guys, good night. God bless. Take care, and we'll see you again. This is a group out of Italy, and so enjoy them as they are enjoying doing music and trying to make us love.
brand new.